It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
It is breaking news just into the newsroom. A Utah National Guard airman has died after a medical issue during a deployment in Guam.
A statement from the Guard says Tech Sergeant Burton Patrick Youngle had an unexpected medical issue on Friday and was hospitalized, but his condition continued to get worse until he passed away. The commander of the Utah Air National Guard says they are devastated by the tragic loss of an outstanding airman.
Also following a developing story this morning as police investigate not one but two auto pedestrian crashes along the Wasatch Front. One was fatal. The other potentially involves a school crossing guard.
We start our team coverage with KSL News Radio's Adam Small in downtown Salt Lake City. Adam?
Yeah, Amanda, this crash happened near 13th South 2100 East yesterday around 3:30. Salt Lake City Police say it appears a pickup truck was turning onto 2100 East when it hit the victim, who later died at the hospital. Detective Ben Nielsen tells KSL they think the victim was in a crosswalk when this happened.
And it's something that is difficult. Anytime someone dies, our thoughts go out to the family and friends of anybody that was involved with this situation.
Now, police say the driver is cooperating. While details about the victim have not been provided by police yet, a witness named Brooklyn told KSL.com it looked like it was a young girl that was hit. Police say this was the 24th traffic-related fatality in Salt Lake City this year. Reporting live downtown, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
At nearly the same time as the fatal accident in Salt Lake City, two people were hit by a car near Orem Elementary School. KSL News Radio's Allie Litzinger continues our team coverage. Allie.
Tim, from what we know, Orem police confirmed an adult and a child were hit, but witnesses at the scene tell us the adult was a crossing guard, well known to the people in the neighborhood. This happened in a school zone, and the 20-per-mile-hour lights were flashing. Via Var lives nearby and tells KSL-TV accidents are common at this intersection.
This corner has been such a tragedy for many people. Many accidents happen here. This intersection is a death threat to many people here who's driving by.
Orem police say the child was taken to the hospital by family members and the adult was taken by ambulance. We're waiting for updates on their conditions. Reporting live, Allie Litzinger, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour, the House has voted to block a strike by the nation's railway workers and to give them 7 days of paid sick leave as part of the agreement. Now those bills head to the Senate.
To finally get something on record for folks that do not have any access to paid sick leave for the first time ever is a huge piece, and we're hoping it moves to the Senate rapidly and gets ratified there as well.
National President of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers, Dennis Pierce, says they're watching what Congress is doing closely. President Biden says he wants the bills on his desk by this weekend to make sure a rail worker strike does not happen.
University of Idaho students gathered last night for a vigil honoring their four classmates who were mysteriously stabbed to death this month. Meanwhile, the investigation into the brutal murders continues.
We take pride. We love what we do. We're passionate about that.
The local police chief, James Fry, getting emotional in his first sit-down interview since the murders, saying his mission is to find the killer. He did not reveal why investigators have said they believe this was a targeted attack, and he did not say if a victim or the house was targeted.
We're painting a picture, and we're trying to see what pulled the pieces into that picture, and that takes time.
Police initially said there was no imminent threat to the community, but later walked that back.
ABC's Andrea Fujii reporting.
Drivers in Hawaii might soon be faced with stopping short and doing a U-turn because of lava flow.
It's like a horror movie.
It's a big, solid, creeping mass of rock.
Courtesy the Mauna Loa volcano eruption on Hawaii's Big Island. Ken Hahn, scientist, Hawaiian Volcano Observatory.
This is like 10 of the biggest dump trucks you can get every second dumping lava out, right?
Two lava flows and one looks headed for a roadway.
This is a very important thoroughfare.
They're watching the hot molten rock, which officials say is moving less than a mile an hour, and the road is 3 miles away. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Garfield County Office of Tourism wants to expand the number of months that they consider summertime to help accommodate more tourism.
In an effort to market winter tourism more effectively, Garfield County found that there were parts of the district that were ill-equipped for visitors.
We found that in some of the smaller towns during the winter, there aren't any restaurants. A lot of the hotels are open, but most of the people visiting, it's hard for them if they're not prepared.
According to a recent market capacity study, a number of strategies to boost numbers have been devised.
A lot of the business owners feel that there are several times during the summer months that we're very slow, and they prefer that we focus on those downtimes when they actually have employees versus trying to build the shoulder season.
The study was conducted through a number of surveys divvied out to residents and in-person stakeholder meetings. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Amanda, got a look at the crash on westbound I-84 just west of Mountain Green. It's right after you go over that river bridge, so it must be pretty icy. It did crash, and we've got some backups of maybe a half mile going from Mountain Green towards Ogden. But the main corridor of I-15 still looking good as you head from Ogden to Salt Lake City, and so far from Provo to downtown as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 7:06.
One person is in police custody after multiple cameras were found in bathrooms at the University of Utah Student Life Center. Police booking documents say the suspect was seen on surveillance footage around the time the cameras were placed. Police also say the suspect stole a co-worker's ID to get a gym pass so he could get into that building.
Two people are in custody after trying to get away from police and then crashing into a wall in Mill Creek last night. Officers tried to pull them over, but the driver sped off. Police later found the car crashed into a brick wall with three people running from the car. Two suspects have been taken into custody, and the third is still on the run.
Oral arguments are set to kick off this week in a challenge to an Oregon gun law that is among the strictest in the nation.
A federal judge in Portland will hear arguments on Friday on Measure 114, which was passed by voters last month and is set to go into effect December 8th. The law requires a permit to purchase guns and bans high-capacity magazines. A local gun organization, a sheriff, and a gun store owner sued, asking a court to declare the law unconstitutional. Depending on the outcome of the case, the law could be delayed for months or even longer as it works its way through the courts. Proponents of the law have cited recent mass shootings as evidence of why it's needed. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Police in Park City are investigating after getting reports of people's homes being listed for sale without the homeowner's permission. The COO of the Park City Board of Realtors says multiple homeowners contacted them saying they are not selling their property, even though their home was listed for sale by owner on Zillow. Investigators say they're working to contact Zillow to figure out how this is happening.
That's weird.
What a strange thing.
Yeah. On this day, 67 years ago, Rosa Parks was arrested after she refused to give up her seat on a city bus to a white man. Rosa spoke with ABC's Deb Roberts in 1995 when she was 82 years old, and said she was tired of being treated like a second-class citizen when she chose not to give up her seat.
The real story is that I did not want to be treated in this manner. I didn't feel that it was the right thing for us to be enduring.
Parks told Roberts she would like to be remembered as someone who wanted to be free and wanted to help others have that same freedom. Coming up on 7:09, let's get another look at traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Triple Rewards from Mountain America, and back, of course, to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim finally found that crash on I-215. It's right at the top of the exit non-ramps coming from 201 to the West Belt. So northbounders, you'll see it just as you're going over the bridge over 201 itself. So far, it's been pretty good on North 15. Haven't had any slowdowns appear between Draper and Salt Lake. Volumes on Bangor going through West Valley. Mountain View going through West Valley have thinned a bit right now. SR 36 in Tooele County just a bit busy in Stansbury Park. Heather?
Well, we've got delays in Weber Canyon. This is all westbound I-84. Just after you get on the on-ramp from Mountain Green, you will hit the brakes, and it extends about a mile to where the crash is. This is on the bridge right near Devil's Gate, and it looks like the left lane and shoulder are blocked in that area, causing the delays. The good news is, for the rest of the Weber and Davis County drivers, you've got good speeds on southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake, with no problem getting to the airport using Legacy or the West Side Belt. Eric.
Still a couple of crashes in the south part of Utah County, but neither causing delays at this point. The first one was a northbound rollover about a mile before you get to Santa Quinn coming out of Juab County. And then the second one was approaching Payson. And this is a southbound crash that did cause some delays for a while. But right now it looks clean going through there. Northbound from Santa Quinn to Point of the Mountain, that's still a 30-minute drive, so really no problems. This week at Siegel Book, holiday-themed aprons, utensils, and dishcloths up to 75%, many under $3. Perfect for you and great for gifts. Siegel Book and SiegelBook.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL hourly forecast, temperatures in the upper 30s and low 40s at 7 a.m., mostly cloudy. As we head towards 9 a.m., we'll see temperatures around 42 degrees. Then by noon, cloudy skies, 46 degrees, gusty winds coming from the south up near 40 miles an hour. And then for the afternoon, a high of 47. Snow moves in tonight. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Definitely the warm before the storm this morning. It's 43 degrees downtown.
So the Fed says he's not going to raise interest rates as fast as he had originally thought. Mm-hmm. And the markets say hallelujah. We'll have more on that in a moment on KSL News Radio.
And so do we as investors, right? The Cherry Peak Ski Resort says they're going to be opening on December 8th with more than 5 feet of early season snow. That will be the earliest time the resort has ever opened. Cache Valley skiers can hop on lift starting at 9 o'clock Thursday.
You and I were talking about this morning, Tim. The Rose Bowl has agreed to terms for an expanded college football playoff. ESPN reports the Rose Bowl was the last obstacle standing in the way of expanding the playoff from 4 to 12 teams in 2024 and 2025. If that system were in place right now, the Utes would be competing for a national championship.
Yeah, which is such a great thing.
I love it. I love it.
To expand it to 12 teams. And it moves it up 2 years. It was going to be 2026.
Good.
Now this clears the path that it could start after next season, so 2024.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
2 minutes away from wiping away a five-game losing streak, and that's going to do it.
That's going to do it. The Jazz snapped a string of losses last night, beating the L.A. Clippers by 13 at Vivint Arena. Coach Will Hardy says the team had good mojo and ball movement during the game.
A former NFL player faces federal charges in Atlanta after being accused of taking someone's suitcase at the airport.
At the airport.
Mr. Parms retrieved a bag that was not his bag from the carousel. He then took that bag to the restroom, where he went inside that bag and removed a charging cord from that bag. He then placed that bag on a different carousel.
Atlanta Police Major Kelly Collier also says about Damian Parms.
Mr. Parms did not have a ticket to fly. He did not have a boarding pass as well.
Parms denies the charges. He played for the Carolina Panthers and Atlanta Falcons. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Speaking of retired NFL stars, Terrell Owens says a fight caught on camera in which he punched a man in a CVS parking lot was the result of an aggressor threatening him and a fan. Owens released a statement saying he acted in self-defense Saturday when the man made what he called offensive gestures and swung first.
The New York-based Center for Jewish History is launching a project offering DNA testing kits for free to Holocaust survivors and their children. It's an effort to help possibly find family connections torn apart in World War II. The center had allocated an initial $15,000 for the DNA kits in its pilot effort, which would cover about 500 of them. It says efforts could be dialed up if enough people are interested.
Britain's Prince William and his wife Princess Kate are in Boston. The royals touched down at Boston's Logan Airport on Wednesday afternoon on a British Airways flight from London after mingling with fellow passengers like Joe Atkins.
He's a lot slimmer. Oh, God, can I say that? Yeah, it's very slight. She's beautiful, obviously.
Very slight. They were courtside for a basketball game last night. The royals are on a 3-day visit to the city that culminates in a ceremony for the Earthshot Prize, an organization founded by William that champions environmentalism.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Jonah Hill is filing a petition to legally change his name. Hill's full name is Jonah Hill Feldstein, but he's filing to change his name to the shorter stage moniker he's been going by since 2007.
A 10-year-old Florida girl getting some serious street cred after fighting off a shark. Jasmine Carney told police the shark came right at her, so she kicked it away. She was flown to a children's hospital with a severe injury to her foot. Carney spoke with 7 News Miami from her hospital bed.
Wow. Something grabbed me, so I'm like, don't you touch me. It looked pretty big, and it was gray. It hurt, so I'm like, kick it, run away.
That's amazing.
Like playing a video game. Don't you touch me. Her surgeon says she was very positive from the get-go.
Wow. First look traffic now. We go back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, it's a drive out of Weber Canyon that's struggling right now. Westbound I-84, a crash just after the Mountain Green on-ramp area, has got traffic running slow. Highway Patrol just arrived on the scene. At this point, it looks like traffic has to move to the left to get by it, but it's kind of a distant shot, so I can't be 100% sure on that. But it is causing delay. I am 100% sure of that. And then we have slowdowns in Clearfield right now, eastbound, approaching the freeway for several blocks. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, sir. KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
one person is dead after an auto pedestrian crash on Salt Lake City's east side. Police haven't provided information about the victim yet, but at this point, they think the person was hit while in a crosswalk. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, police in Orem say a man suspected of shooting two people turned himself in.
And third, we're tracking a storm moving in tonight. The KSL Weather Center says get ready for wind today. Rain and snow overnight, that could lead to a commuter special tomorrow morning.
Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Now that the House has moved, it's the Senate's turn to act on an agreement that would avert what could be a very costly railroad strike, passing on Wednesday to block a strike and granting railroad workers 7 days of paid sick leave. Dennis Pierce is national president of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen. He says the sick leave was crucial to his members.
I think the average American doesn't understand what our guys get put through. They don't know what it's like to sit on a call list waiting to be called with very little notice, get an hour and a half's notice, and you could be expected to be gone 60 hours. Come home, get 12 hours off, and go do it again.
Was it inflation, arrogance, or something else that led to the downfall of cryptocurrency exchange FTX and the trading firm Alameda Research? CEO Sam Bankman-Fried telling ABC's George Stephanopoulos in an exclusive interview that he doesn't really know for sure, but he does know he did not spend nearly enough time managing risk.
Some part of it was just literal distraction. I really should have spent some time each day taking a step back and saying, what are the most important things here, right? And like, how do I have oversight of those and make sure that I'm not losing track of those? And frankly, I did a pretty incomplete job at that.
FTX and Alameda, both at one time worth billions, collapsing. Bankman-Fried says he now has less than $100,000 in his bank account. Gas prices are headed down. They could be below $3 a gallon by Christmas. But says ABC's Rebecca Jarvis, we could see economic changes as soon as Friday.
We're very likely to hear tomorrow that job creation is slowing down. It's still historically high. 200,000 jobs is the expectation. That would be good pre-pandemic. But in a moment like this, we need to see, according to the Federal Reserve, job creation coming down in order to slow inflation for all.
Consumer price index rose in October, but at a slower pace from the previous month. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Stocks went sent soaring after the Fed announced they're going to ease interest rate hikes.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis looks at what's expected to happen now.
$3 gasoline could be on the way by Christmas. That is according to a new report by Gas Buddy. With inflation coming down in many areas, the Federal Reserve is signaling that interest rates will not have to keep climbing as high in the future weeks and months. In fact, at their meeting next week, they are very likely to increase rates, but not by as much as what we've seen. And what we've seen so far this year has pushed everyday borrowing much higher. In fact, if you look at the 30-year fixed rate mortgage right now, on average, 7.3%. Credit card interest rates on average, 22%. This is why interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve have an impact on all of us, but it's also meant to tamp down inflation, which it appears it is starting to do.
Yay!
Yeah. Caleb Silver tried to explain all this to us about an hour ago, and I understood a little bit. But just the idea that we could slow the interest rate hikes, they're not going away, but slow them down a little bit. The markets loved yesterday. That is the In-Depth this morning at 15 and 45.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.